The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And we are live. The second half of the show, most of it, if not all of it, has been about the SEC reveal for 2024, a little bit of conversation about the upcoming season. We'll get the Auburn view. We've already had the Alabama view and Oklahoma and Texas, and more on your view right now. Dr. Bulldog in L.A., good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. First time caller.
Thank you.
Love you when you do the college football in the fall.
Thank you.
I've been a Bulldog fan since 79. Willie McClendon, Jeff Pyburn, Kevin McClee, and I get a kick out of these Alabama fans that are full of themselves, saying that when Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa next year, we're going to get a beatdown. Now, you had a caller almost an hour ago, an older gentleman who I respect, saying that the current coach, Kirby Smart, is like the Mark Richt 1A, three-year stretch, and that's it. Are you kidding me? We're back-to-back national champs, man. You know, and Mark Richt, and I love Mark Richt, but in his second year, he wasn't playing for the national title. If it wasn't for a 4th-and-26 pass from Tour, and I give him that, then Kirby Smart would have won his first title in his second year. But that being said, that's neither here nor there. We're back-to-back champs, and I'm here to tell you, I'm going to guarantee you one thing, Paul, my first time talking to you on the air, is that George is going to go to Tuscaloosa in 24, and we're going to beat Alabama. I guarantee it. As Joe Namath, a former Alabama quarterback, said when he was at the Jets, I guarantee it, we're going to go down to Tuscaloosa and win. Because Carson Beck's going to the league, and we got Dylan Raiola, I think his name is. And
correct.
Ryan Pugliese, two five-star quarterbacks. Now that Beck is going to leave, he's 1 year and gone. Tremendous arm. God bless Carson Beck. But we got two five-star quarterbacks. We're going to go down to Tuscaloosa in 0-24, and we're going to beat Alabama, baby. I'm upset at these Bama calls. Give some respect. This is not a three-year thing here. This is a duration thing. You know, this is time-sensitive. Kirby Smart recruits for the long haul, Alabama fans. My wife is from Birmingham, so I got to talk a little smack. The tide has passed, man. You know, the torch has passed, if you will. It's Bulldog Nation here. Thanks for the time, Paul. First time caller. I love you, baby.
Thank you very much. What a great debut call. Pretty much just trashing Larry and other Bama fans who have pushed back. Tonio is up next. You are on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Firmo?
We're doing great.
I had a question about, it's not related to what you've been talking about, but since the Denver Nuggets won the NBA Finals, what kind of impact or association do you think that'll have with Deion and his Colorado State football program?
They're in the same state, but I don't think there's going to be a direct correlation to the Nuggets winning and what Prime is doing. Hey, thanks for the call. Chad in Louisiana, good afternoon. Welcome in.
What's up, Pop? Paul Feinbaum, Chad Carter, big time LSU fan. Let's talk about the LSU schedule. I am looking forward to seeing LSU go to Las Vegas, face USC, get a rematch from UCLA a few years ago. But entire stadium, we're going to let UCLA hear them big time. Also, Alabama coming back to our neck of the woods again. We're going to get them something to cry about in 2024. And Oklahoma, better get ready because we're going to get louder than a screaming hawk. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Chad, thanks. Great to have you on. Let's continue. Jim is up next. Good afternoon.
You know, I'm not talking ball, Paul. I'm talking tricks. I'm going to tell you something. Dr. Big Bulldog, it's not Dr. Bulldog. It's Dr. Bull, you know what? It starts with an S and ends with a T. That's who Dr. Bull. I started to say the word.
No, do not say that.
And let me tell you something, you loudmouth old man. Dr. Bull, you know what? With an S and a T. You ain't going to do nothing but run your big freaking mouth. That's all you going to do. And by the way, Paul, well, I better watch what I say because I'd be talking ball and I can't do that. But I've talked enough to let him know. Come on down, baby. Come on down. That's all I got. I can't wait. Can't wait, Dr. Bull. S-H-I-T.
Yeah, no, we got it the first three times, Jim.
Yeah, well, I want him to get it even more. Want him to get it. And you call that a
Jim,
fabulous first call?
Jim, I'm surprised. I thought you would like that guy because he has passion.
Passion? He's an idiot. He's a stone idiot. I don't like Georgia, Paul. I don't like nothing. And my mother and daddy met in Georgia. Maybe that's why I don't like it, because my life has been miserable. I don't know, but I don't like Georgia, period. Nothing. And look at Atlanta.
Jim, not to be a psychiatrist here, but other than the fact your mother and father met in Georgia, is there anything else about the Peach State that bothers you?
Well, look at Atlanta now. Look at Atlanta now.
What about it?
It's nothing like when they met over there. I can tell you that.
Well, it's number one crime city in the world. One of the premier cities in the country.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one that needs a psychiatrist. I'll let you go, and I'll talk to another good doctor for you.
I agree with you on that part.
All right, I'll see you.
Is there something wrong with Atlanta? So, okay. So, Jim liked Atlanta better, however many years ago when his mom and dad met over there? I don't know. Atlanta, could be. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody else here. I think Jim, a little bit of issues there, blaming his parents for having met in Georgia. AC is up next. Hello, AC.
Mr. Feinbaum? How you feeling, Mr. Feinbaum? Thank you very much for the call.
Feeling great. Thank you.
You know, the guy says he doesn't want to talk ball. Think for a minute. But Georgia and Alabama, he took a shot at the caller. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know what? Let me tell you what I appreciated last night. I kindly appreciated Expire for calling me a cockroach. I love cockroach. They're aggressive. They're relentless. They have the energy. And I got all of them. Compliment. Make it work on your promo. A cockroach? I was like, what kind of corny promo is that? But I was looking at A&M's, Texas A&M, their schedule. Oh, my God. They have Texas and Arkansas and also LSU. Oh, my God. I think Jimbo Fisher's time is ticking, Mr. Feinbaum. What do you think? Probably you and I, we should take over that team, right? We can win a championship, can brag about it. You know what I'm saying? Because Jimbo Fisher's not going to get it done. And sooner or later, whoever they are, the 12th man, they're going to be expired. Totally expired. So I'll tell you what, expired. You and Matt in San Antonio, go work on your promo. And I love a beautiful looking cockroach, because the cockroach has more energy than you are. Let me see what do you have for me this evening? Because you're not going to have anything, because probably you have to look down your script to cut a promo. I don't need a script. Mr. Feinbaum, trade me too good for this. I don't need a script. I could hope smash you any given day. Mr. Feinbaum, I love you. He's a beautiful looking cockroach. He's up.
Jake is up next. Jake calling from Ohio. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just want to say something about the Oklahoma fans that are crying about the scheduling and how Texas got like the benefit of the doubt. Do they not realize that they've been one home game short every other year ever since their dang game's been in Dallas for, the last 50, 60 years? I don't know why all of a sudden now it's a big deal for them at all. I don't know why they're complaining about the one last home game when it's been like that for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the price you pay when you play a neutral side game.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys and, you know, other talk shows. A lot of Oklahoma fans have been crying about it. And then, too, I want to say, too, just like in 2011 when Texas went down to Kyle Field, that game should be in Austin, but we won't cry about it like the Aggies did. But just like in 2011, we're going to bury Jimbo Fisher just like we did Mike Sherman. Have a great day and hook 'em horns.
Thank you very, very much. Will, let me think here. Kathy is up next in Georgia. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Paul. It's been a while since I've called. Been busy with the grandkids this summer and everything.
Great.
But I've been watching this show and everything. I love Mr. Bulldog's enthusiasm and what he said. I love our schedule for 2024. I just wish we could play it this year. So when we win it again, that they can't say we had such a cupcake schedule. But anyway, I'm looking forward to year 24, and I think it's going to be a good year, and I appreciate it, and you have a good night.
Great to hear from you again. Vernon is up next in Oklahoma. Hello, Vernon.
Hi, Paul. First time caller ever. Tickled to death to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Oklahoma last year had a down year. I have a grandson that plays at OU, and he has assured me they have retooled, more physical, bigger, and ready to play in the Southeastern Conference. But I've watched all the spring training games that have been on television, and the team that really impresses me is LSU. They've really got a whole team of – they look like real hosses for this year.
Well, there are certainly a number of people in that camp, Vernon, but I hope you're right about OU. That program should never have a year like they did last year.
Well, to give you an example, my grandson is a 6'5", 270-pound defensive end.
Ooh.
A 6A All-Stater from Texas, Austin Westlake High School, and they've moved him to tight end. And they're not used to having a 270-pound, 6'5" tight end blocking on those linebackers. He's putting a hurt on them down there.
Well, I am. What is this his second year, Vernon?
Actually, this will be his third year.
Third year, okay.
But we're really looking for. We feel so blessed to be in the Southeastern Conference. The excitement in Oklahoma is just phenomenal.
Vernon, we can't wait. I said it last night, but I thought it was one of the most exciting nights in history because of what it brings. And there has been expansion before, but it's never felt like this before.
No, and it's really wonderful.
Well, you be
love
well, and all the best to your grandson, and please stay in touch with us. We're heading to a break right now. More to come. We have a couple more guests, and mostly your phone calls the rest of the way.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
A busy Thursday, day after the big announcement. We're still reacting to it. And John is up next. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great.
Great. I was making sure I'm on beautiful 65 North. Luckily, we have seemed to have avoided the weather, and it is blue skies and feels pretty good.
Well, fantastic.
Humidity. So I've been sitting here thinking, the last time I've called a few, called about 50 or 60 times. I've gotten through five or six. I'm using an alias today because I'm not sure which way I want to go with this. At first, I wanted to talk about Jim. I've been listening since 2013, which was my last year at Auburn. I called after we lost to LSU, and a lot of people were just down on Auburn, and I felt good about the team, and I can't remember if I had made any predictions or anything, but I know I was up on Auburn, and we ended up, obviously, you know, making it to the BCS, the last BCS national championship, and losing. Anyway, so I had some curiosity if just Jim has always been this way. You know, it's like the hypocrisy I hear from him. Yeah, I love Jim. I love his calls. I get excited every time I hear him coming on the radio. It's fun. He's loud. He's wild. But the hypocrisy, I'm not so okay with him calling people out for doing the exact same thing he's doing. I'm not sure where the logic is there. But we can move past Jim. There's another thing I wanted to talk about, and I know this does not get talked about much on the show, if ever, and it's kind of a lull, right? We're in the summer. There's not much going on. You know, who sits down and watches a whole baseball game? You know, who does that anymore? Nobody really does that. I haven't even been to a Braves game this year. So there's not a whole lot going on. Yes, the schedules got released. They're amazing. Impossible task. They did a great job. I think Greg said that this morning, that it was an impossible task, but they killed it. They absolutely killed it. The schedules are incredible. So I think we can move past that too. But what I've been doing in this, you know, kind of summer mid sport, you know, time we have here, is I've gotten into a new sport that I was into in high school that's picked back up, and it kind of popped back off during COVID. And I know it doesn't get talked about much, but it's very interesting, and I'm curious how many of your callers are up to date on it, but it's the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Now, Paul, do you know much about the UFC?
I do. Not much anymore, but I mean, I have, you know, back in the day, interviewed UFC combatants. I follow it. I'm not intimate with what's happening today, though.
Sure. Yeah, I was just curious. So it's very exciting right now. I'm not going to get into it all. There's a lot to talk about in the world of Ultimate Fighting. You know, I can mention one name, and that's John Jones, who is back as the heavyweight champion of the world. So it's just an interesting thing. You know, there's fights every weekend, I don't work for the UFC. There's fights every weekend, and then there's obviously once a month you get a pay-per-view UFC 290 or 280, whatever they're on now. And it's been really good. I've been having a blast watching them. I've even gotten my my wife in, and she's a fan, which is pretty fun. So we have our fighters if you like to watch. And, it's been really great for us, just kind of in between football and basketball and stuff, just. Yeah,
well, John, I appreciate that. I have friends that do. I don't feel like I need to watch it based on what I do or hear every day, but I will start paying more attention to it. But it's very big. I think ESPN has it on every Saturday night. Expired is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Very well.
Just want to let you know that we're back. We're Texas. SEC better be ready. Here we come. Aggies better be ready. Let me tell you something, Paul. That first game in College Station has this state in an uproar, in a positive way. Okay? There's going to be 350,000, 400,000 people tailgating from both walks of life. Okay? Orange is going to be there. Burned up orange, whatever it's called, and that Aggie maroon. And it is going to be the most amazing scene in college football history. You can book that. Okay. I know you'll be there. It doesn't matter if we're both 1-11, but Texas is going to be undefeated because they're unbelievable. Okay. That's all we can hear about is how they're ready for the SEC. They have a coach that has barely won over half his games in, what, 6-8 years being a head coach. Okay, so I'm just really not feeling them, but let them spout their mouths off. Everybody in the SEC will get tired of it, and they're going to get their little butts blasted. Okay, and they're going to find out real quick when they go to Tuscaloosa this year what the SEC is all about. And when they come to College Station, and there's 110,000 packed in that baby, okay, and there's 500,000 people tailgating, how great it's going to be. And, Paul, I hope you're there. My wife will rub your head once again, not just at Tennessee next year, but she'll rub your head in College Station. The next year we'll rub your head in Austin, and when we kick their butt 2 years in a row. And, yes, AC, you admitted it. You are a cockroach, okay? You're finding some positivity out of that, which is a miracle. You want to talk about the Aggies, AC? You don't even know where in the hell you live. okay? So how in the hell would you know what the hell's going on at College Station? Move down to College Station, okay? Tomorrow, you know, go ahead and put on there you're from College Station. Talk your trash or talk whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Fantasize about Paul, and let's go. See you later.
You got it, man. I cannot wait. Wes is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, Wes.
Hey, man, this is the Jim. Jim, you ain't nothing but a fat, lazy, racist pig, and we don't want you in Georgia no way. You know what I mean? If you come to Georgia, we're going to put you in that red dirt, fat boy. But not only is Georgia going to go to Alabama, we're going to piss all over that field, man. We're going to beat them.
Okay. We'll take a short break. We have a guest waiting, and for that, I am glad. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have talked to a number of people, a number of writers about various SEC schools, how the reaction has been. We had Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma. What about Auburn? They've had so many important rivalry games. Some speak for themselves, LSU, Georgia, Alabama. They used to play Florida every year. They used to play Tennessee every year. Now we know their schedule for 24. We don't know what it's going to look like beyond that. Justin Ferguson joining us to get the Auburn reaction. Justin, thank you. So what are Auburn fans and officials saying about what we learned last night?
Yeah, I think the fans have really made the point that they are going to miss the LSU game the most. I mean, it's a game that's been played pretty much every year since the early 90s. And, you know, there's so many great moments of the last three decades of Auburn football that are tied to the LSU game. And so losing that's tough. But I think there's also the flip side of that is in any kind of scenario where, you know, you have protected rivalries moving forward, it was going to be tough that if they went to nine games in the three protected series, that LSU would be one of them. So it's going to be kind of like getting used to that. But the big thing is Alabama and Georgia, that Georgia game still going to be protected. Those big rivalries for Auburn are still being played. But it's going to be a weird year next year. I think the big reaction from a lot of Auburn folks is just, okay, wow, you're used to playing the Mississippi schools. You're used to playing LSU every year. Now you're playing none of them for the first time in a long time. And you got to play Arkansas and A&M and some of the schools, the old SEC East schools, that they just haven't played nearly as much.
Yeah, I mean, Justin, you're right, because a lot of schools got three rivals. Auburn did not. They did get Oklahoma at home. I mean, and we all know, figuring 16 schedules for 1 year, in terms of Auburn's permanent rivals in the nine-game schedule, we know Alabama, obviously, Georgia. What was the other one? I can't remember.
Yeah, there was talk that it was going to be Vanderbilt. There was talk it was going to be, you know, somebody that Auburn's played a lot more recently, like an LSU. I always thought the compromise would have been Mississippi State. Some people might not know this, but Mississippi State's actually the second most played team Auburn has had behind Georgia, because, of course, the Alabama series with the Iron Bowl was not played for so long. So I always thought State was good, like that compromise, you know, even though State's beaten Auburn the last 2 years and they are a feisty team for sure. That was that compromise of, playing somebody that you would, you know, are used to playing all the time. They've played them every year since the 50s until next year. It was that compromise between somebody you play a lot, but also not giving you another just clear-cut national title contender every year. Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of balance and evening it out, you know, when you're the only team that has to play Alabama and Georgia on the road, you know, having more Kentuckys and Vanderbilts and stuff like that made it easier for the schedule. But if we move forward and there's that three permanent rival, it'd be very interesting to see who they give Auburn. Do they give them a team like a Vanderbilt or Mississippi State because it's so loaded? Or do you try to keep in something like an LSU or maybe bring back the Florida series? I know Auburn fans would love to see that. So it's going to be very interesting to see where Auburn fits into the picture moving forward.
Yeah, and I think Justin, as you know, it's worth reminding people, while this schedule is great, these are our derbs. We have no idea what's going to happen the next year and once this thing rebalances itself. So let's forget about 24, if we could, for a moment and talk about the upcoming season. Give us your view of what the quarterback room looks like, and overall, how much improvement do you think we're going to see in Hugh Freeze's first year at Auburn?
Yeah, the make or break is going to be what they do at quarterback. You know, Robbie Ashford played through injuries last year and you know, had struggled throwing the ball, one of the least efficient and accurate quarterbacks in the country, ran the ball really well. But Auburn needs to be able to throw the ball a lot better if they want to compete with the best of the best in the SEC and take that step forward. They bring in Peyton Thorne from Michigan State, who had a phenomenal 2021, more of an average 2022, but his numbers there with his deep balls and playing off of play action really fits in well with what Hugh Freeze is trying to do on offense. So that should be a really good competition in the fall between Thorne and Robbie Ashford. For the rest of the team, it's interesting. You know, Auburn struggled in recruiting these last couple years and had a lot of guys leave, a lot of transfers out, a lot of attrition. And so what Hugh Freeze did very quickly with this team is they got a lot of transfers, but it's a lot of transfers that were not big-name high school guys, that were not guys that played in the Power Five. They have a few of them, but most of them are Group of Five guys or even a couple of FCS guys. They're trying to take that step up. So it's an interesting thing. You know, Auburn, this team doesn't have like championship caliber talent right now, but they needed to fill it in with guys who could play right away and compete right away. Because when you've had back-to-back losing seasons, you got to get that step forward. So it's a fascinating team. You know, they're going to be defined by how they recruit in 24 and the 25 classes. But for 2023, I think it's a more experienced team. It's a team that's got a lot of hungry dudes ready to, you know, prove themselves at this level. But, you know, it is going to be tough to hang with some of the teams that you got on your schedule, especially the Alabamas and Georgias and, you know, even teams like LSU and Texas A&M because of their talent level.
Justin, I'm sure some fans on a hot summer day by the beach may try to go back 10 years, a new coach. Low expectations, Georgia and Alabama at home. You know where I'm going here, obviously. That turned out to be one of the dream seasons of all time. Auburn came within a whisker of winning the national championship. I'm not suggesting that, but how likely or is it completely unlikely that Auburn could break through, win some of these tweener games and roll the dice in the big games at home?
Yeah, we know Hugh Freeze has a track record of getting these upsets, especially early in his tenure. I think if the quarterback situation can kind of play itself out and like Auburn can get off to a good start, the way their schedule sets up, you know, you've got three non-conference games to start the year where you should be favored. That road game against Cal in week two won't be easy, but you're a team that recruits better than Cal, and you should feel good about going in there and having a good chance to come out with a win. But then it's going to be, you know, can Auburn – you know, really turn the corner at the line of scrimmage. You know, last season, even with some of the talent they had, just offensive line and defensive line, they just got pushed around a lot. And so they've got a lot of transfers on both sides of the ball. If those guys can kind of click, maybe Auburn can surprise some people, especially with Hugh Freeze and Phillip Montgomery, what they do on offense, especially vertically stretching the field and doing some things we just haven't seen Auburn do in a while in the passing game. And so, you know, getting that momentum early, being better at the line of scrimmage is going to be key if they can do that. There's some tough spots in the schedule for sure. And I think ultimately, you know, the one everybody's going to have to circle is, you know, the Bama game, the Iron Bowl at the end of the year, because we know in Jordan-Hare Stadium, a good Auburn team usually has a good shot of beating Alabama. It's just going to be a question if Auburn's going to be a good team at that point, because they've got a lot to do, a lot of new faces, a lot of new coaches. They're going to have to put it together quickly. But if they can, they've got the coach and, I think, the strategy to make some noise this year.
Great to hear. Justin Ferguson, an upbeat report on the Auburn Tigers Hugh Freeze's first season. We'll take a short break. We have plenty of time for you to jump in here at 855-242-7285. It's been quite a reaction show. We'll continue right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We're back. I always love the names of the callers on the show. Toad is next.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Toad, we are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
Well, it's nice, Paul. We had a lot of rain lately, so it's been good for a toad. So I'm glad you're doing well. I called you about Jim, Paul. I mean, he said he wants to be on Wheel of Fortune. Is that a word, Paul?
We'll get you nowhere on Wheel.
I mean, it seems like it'd just be a waste of time. I mean, I don't even know how we get through one round with his ass trying to run that stuff. But, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, Paul. Pat Sajak's retiring because he's old. Jim's older than Pat Sajak.
Well, Pat Sajak is 76.
Yeah, well, Jim's older than that, Paul, and you know it. I mean, you're not gonna say it, but we all know Jim's older than that. I mean, he can't even get a word out. I mean, Jim is not fit to run a hangman game for kindergartners. It's absolutely ridiculous. By the way, I haven't listened in a while, Paul, but did Larry give up Bud Light?
That is a nagging question that I don't know the answer to. What do you say?
We need to figure that out, Paul. I mean, if Larry's still drinking Bud Light.
This is unofficial, but we believe Larry is still drinking Bud Light. But their sales have plummeted, so that could have been the reason if Larry quit buying it.
Well, maybe Larry's, you know, holding up the brand, Paul. I mean, maybe he just needs to wear it right across his forehead because he's about as dumb as a box of rocks, Paul. I mean, does he drink Bud Light Platinum? It's got more alcohol in it, Paul. I mean, he doesn't make any sense. I think maybe he just drinks the high alcohol content when he can't give it up. I mean, until Miller comes out with a product that's a little bit similar, maybe he's just stuck where he's at.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to drink a lot of Bud Lights, wouldn't you, to get drunk?
I think so, Paul. I appreciate it, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for taking my call. I mean, why don't you take that guy's call, or take his call, Paul? We can't even understand a word he says. I mean, he doesn't know where he's from, but, I mean, I can't understand a word AC says, Paul. Can you understand him at all?
Until the end, I can.
Until the end, you can.
Well, when he starts, the when more he starts excited going. He gets, the farther away from the phone he gets, and then it becomes, it's like the last thing you go when you're in a car wash before it tells you to put your car back in drive.
That makes a lot of sense. What's the accent, Paul? Have you figured it out?
He says he's from Bangladesh, but he's lived in Jersey, Canada, and Bangladesh. So I would be reluctant to make a prediction on that.
Well, I don't believe he's ever told the truth on your show, Paul, but I think maybe he messed up the first time when he admitted he's from Jersey, because that makes a lot more sense from the way he talks. But Anyway, about going back to this SEC stuff, Paul, I appreciate you having an Auburn guy on. Are you going to have a Vandy guy come on next so we can just have the Sisters of the Poor have their time?
I'm sure we will. Would you like us to text you when that person's coming on so you don't miss it?
I would love that because I don't listen that much anymore, Paul. Okay. But, I just happened to be sitting here today and I had to call in because I heard Larry talking about he wanted to be on Hangman. Basically. But, Paul, I appreciate your time. I would love if I heard the Vandy segment coming up next right after Auburn. I'd be good if they split time together, maybe bring them on at the same time, Paul.
Well, since we've already had the Auburn guy on, we'll try to mix Vanderbilt with somebody else. Mike is in L.A. Hello, Mike.
How are you and your dog doing today, Paul?
We are doing great. He's loving the hot weather.
Before I get to my topic, so what you're telling me is a grown man named Toad is going to call in and throw rocks at AC, Jim, and Larry. Is that about right?
Yeah, he was not taking any prisoners, Mr. Toad.
Mr. Toad, exactly.
Who's very busy these days. He doesn't have time to keep up with the show.
No, but he can come in and tell us what's what. Hopefully he'll hear the Vandy segment. I know he's excited about that. Now, what school in the SEC plays Alabama and Georgia every year and has for quite a while now?
That would be Auburn University.
How about Tennessee?
Tennessee used to play Auburn and Alabama, but...
I'm sorry. I meant to say Alabama and Georgia.
Correction. You're absolutely right. I had Auburn on my mind instead of Tennessee.
Yeah.
You're correct. They sure
so,
did.
And I watched the show last night, and I thought it went well. But, certainly we need to mark the Bama-Georgia game on our calendar, and it's very significant. And Auburn... they're playing Georgia and Alabama. Tennessee does it every year. And it's time for some other people to sack up and get some of that because it's not an easy gauntlet for Tennessee to even try to. People are like, Tennessee hasn't won an SEC championship. Try playing Alabama and Georgia every year and see how you look in conference.
Very true. It hasn't been good to Tennessee these last 12 years.
Do you think that when the permanent opponents come out, that I know a lot of people have said Bama, Vandy, Kentucky, Bama, Vandy, South Carolina, do you think the SEC is going to drop Georgia from Tennessee as a permanent opponent?
I don't know. I would leave it.
You think you would really leave it?
I think it's an important game, and then you can you put Vandy, Tennessee, you put Vandy. Vandy, I think, will be on Tennessee's schedule. So,
and Alabama's going to be a permanent.
I believe so. Yes,
I hope so. I mean, if it comes down to Alabama or Georgia, I'd rather have Alabama. Just the history there. I mean, the Georgia game's great, and then.
Well, by the way, Mike, as soon as I answered that, I started thinking through that. So in Georgia's schedule, they're going to play Florida and Auburn. So I'm backing away from that now. The more I think about it, you can't give Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, and Alabama and Auburn. So you might adjust that. I would not be as solid on that as I was a minute ago.
Yeah, and have you ever been to how many U.S. Opens have you been to, Paul?
I went to one about 25 years ago. Have you been this way? I guess it just started today, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I'm going tomorrow, Okay. And there is a pavilion on the 12th hole that a member there has invited me to, and you can see about four holes from there, downtown L.A. in Century City. So I'm going to go post up in the morning and go watch it. So I've never watched an open. No,
to me, it's a stand. I mean, I know that I don't want to be dismissive of Augusta, but to me, this is a totally different situation. The one thing I'm concerned about, we've seen 262s already. I don't think that will go over well in the men in the Blue Jackets.
No. I mean, I know the country club, several of my friends that are members, I haven't talked to them, but I know it's kind of embarrassing. And LACC is a long course, but that's about it. And they've tried to grow the rough out, but the rough's just not that punitive. It rained a little bit last night, and with there's no sun, the greens are really, really receptive right now. So
I've seen the course from I was driving around there one day. I saw it as close as you can get to it from right near the mansion, but I have not been on it. Hey, thank you. Looking forward to hearing about that. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.